Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to superfans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods, too, by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time, Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Danai Gurira, welcome back to The Daily Show.
Thank you. It's amazing to be back.
It is amazing to have you here, especially on the heels of, yet again, one of the most successful films to come out. The last I checked, Black Panther had grossed, I think it was like 330 or 40 million. Everybody is loving the movie. People are loving you in the movie. I just watched it a few days ago, and I know I'm biased because you're sitting here with me, but I think you had some of the funniest lines in the film. I also think you had some of the baddest, like amazing fight scenes and choreography. How does it feel?
Thank you. This
was such a long project. There were so many ups and downs. There was a pandemic. There was the unfortunate loss of Chadwick. Everything came together to create this moment. Have you taken a moment to process it all?
Thank you. Not yet. I'm getting there. But, you know, it has been an amazing journey and a tremendous one and a painful one and an intense one. You know, starting from the beginning when we, you know, tragically lost our brother and our king, our leader, with Chadwick. So really coming back was all about honoring him. So really it was like, as Ryan always mentions, a line my character says, which is, you know, I gave everything.
Yeah.
Like that basically we came back with that. Like it was just about giving all we had to this and honoring him. And so to have it come to a place where people are enjoying it this much and responding to it this well, I mean, it just feels very full circle in the sense that the goal was to honor him and the way Ryan beautifully arced it to be something that honored him, which involves, I think, something that I think he would love, which is that it is a full experience as well.
It really is.
Walk through our grief with it.
It really is. I noticed people crying in the cinema. Obviously, people were cheering, people were laughing, but it reminded you of what you want movies to be, you know, an experience. And it was an authentic experience. I enjoyed seeing how both the audience and then I felt like the cast had an experience of catharsis, that everyone got to say goodbye in a different way. Everyone got to go through that. You know, when you look at this journey and where it's come, look at how Black Panther has reshaped how we see superheroes. People have talked about how diversity has never been the same on screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the first woman black-led film that Marvel has ever put out,
mm-hmm.
and it's crushing it. People are loving it.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. It's momentous.
Yeah, I mean, that just means so much to hear because, I mean, it is really something I grew up, you know, the other big thing is that it's also African.
Yeah.
And like, I grew up next door to you in Zimbabwe, and I hope it's not too painful to the ear or close up, but, you know, we're working on it.
No, I appreciate it. I think I always laugh with Ryan Coogler, who's the director. I say, like, you chose one of the hardest languages to just, like, Xhosa. It's like, first of all, it's an African language, but it's like, what if we added clicks into it as well?
I know, but
I think the cast does really well. Not just with the Xhosa, but I mean, you've got some like Yucatec Mayan in the movie.
Yes.
And that's what makes it. I'm not gonna spoil the plot for anyone. So if there's gaps, I'm doing that on purpose. But you have a movie that now isn't just talking about the African diaspora around the world. You're also in this conversation about where we've come from as peoples in South America and Central America, and it's all coming together in a really gripping way.
Well, the beauty of it is like that aspect of that shared conversation that Africa could have with that part of the world, which is we both went through a lot, imperialism, we both went through colonization, we both lost, indigenous cultures lost a lot through that very, you know, wretched process.
Right,
and
right.
So it's actually this reclaiming that we're getting to see these two cultures mirror each other as they do that. Well, Wakanda has kept it and protected it, and then so have the Telekinesis. So it's this beautiful kind of reflection on each other, which I just think is kind of unprecedented and really, really exciting.
It truly is. Your character shines. Some of my favorite lines genuinely in the movie are yours, because here's the thing, we met you as this badass on screen, kicking ass, running, you know. I always said, do you know how badass you have to be the bodyguards for the Black Panther? Do you know what I mean? That scene of you in the casino, that first fight scene where everyone's just like, who are you and what are you doing? And your character comes back. The fight scenes are even more intense. You know, there's parts where you're fighting in the water and then you're not. Were you actually doing that, by the way?
Yes, I have a little bit of a torn muscle in my shoulder to prove it, but it's all good now. It's healed.
So you're doing
don't fret.
Okay, like yes, water fight scenes
and the scene. Well, my character, the key thing that the stuff on the bridge, all that stuff. Yeah, I had to, because there's no way I could. To me, it's like, how do I do the role if I'm not doing the role? She's a warrior,
right?
And like, I was coming from Walking Dead as well, so I was used to. In Walking Dead, it was just like, get out there and do it. Go out there and be somebody. You know, it was like, get it done. So like, I was used to just getting out there and just getting it done. And really acquainting myself with the weapon. And we did that so hard in the first one. So in the second one, there was no exception. I had to do my fights. I had to learn my fights. And yeah, it's a lot of work. It's there's no way around the work. But to me, that's actually how you become the character. You can't become Okoye outside of how she knows how to fight. And you have to keep doing the rehearsing.
It's all a part of who she is.
Exactly.
So it needs to be a part of who you are.
Like, I had to win. That was my thing. Like, I could not win.
See, this General Okoye. This is you.
Oh, crap. You might be right.
Yeah. This is her. This is her, because we see your character on this journey. And again, I won't spoil it, but what we see is on your character's journey is her grappling with the idea that she's not in control.
Yeah.
Her grappling with the idea that she cannot protect everybody, including herself. Her grappling with the idea of failure, which is such a personal experience, you know, for anybody to share, first of all, but it's also vulnerable to have, is to go, yeah, I am not what everybody needed me to be. And you felt that pain in your character.
Oh, yeah. That's what I loved about how Ryan, like, bifurcated the grief process in different characters. And my character, she just doesn't really take care of herself that way.
Mm-hmm.
So to have to get confronted with it that way was the only way she was really going to be. Because she is so, I have to take care of everybody else. I have to make sure this, you know, she's got the country on her shoulders. I've got to keep it protected and secure. I got to keep this family protected and secure that she feels she's a part of.
Yes.
So the lines are all blurred between, you know, her job and her personal experiences of losing her brother and taking care of his family. So, yeah, it is definitely that sort of aspect of not being able to hold everything down and not being able to process her pain and her grief for herself.
Can I just say, on behalf of everybody who was a massive fan of the first film, thank you for what you put into the second one. Thank you for making it the film that it is, for not cutting corners, for enjoying it, for representing everybody on and off the screen. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for joining me on the show.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Such a pleasure having you.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.